rosy, positively rosy. Except for the dreams and the sickness, both of which were getting worse. Except for my beloved sister. Will, lady. The will reign triumphant. My husband had said that often, confident that nothing could resist his will. He had believed that right up to the moment I killed him. Chapter 61. Croker trotted his mount into the garrison encampment above Vedna Bota Ford, which was a minor crossing of the main, used mostly by locals and open only a few months each year. He dismounted, handed his reins to a gaping soldier who had recognized the Prabhrin Dra Dra. The prince needed help dismounting. The ride had been hell for him. Croker had shown no mercy. The ride had been little better for him. "You really do this for a living?" the prince groaned. His sense of humor had survived. Croker grunted,
"Sometimes you can't waste time. It's not like this all the time."
"I'd rather be a farmer."
"Walk around, work out the stiffness."
"That will irritate the sores."
"I'll put ointment on after we talk to whoever's in charge."
The soldier now held both horses and stared. By now others had recognized them. Word flew around like swallows dipping and darting. An officer loped out of the only permanent structure in the compound, gathering his clothing around him. His eyes bugged. He dropped onto his face before his prince. The Prabhrin Dra Dra snapped,
"Get up! I'm in no mood for that."
The officer rose, murmuring honorifics. The prince grumbled,
"Forget me. I'm just following him. Talk to him."
The officer turned to Croker.
"I'm honored, Liberator. We thought you dead."
"I thought I was too, for a while. And I need to get that way again. The prince and I are joining your company. We're not being watched now, but we'll be hunted soon by a distant and wicked eye."
He was sure the search had not yet begun because no crows had chased them during their ride.
"When the search passes this way, we want to be indistinguishable from your soldiers."
"You're in hiding?"
"More or less."
Croker explained some. He stretched the truth some, bent it some, made it clear that powerful enemies wanted to find him and that the fate of Taglios could hinge on their remaining anonymous till they joined Lady at Deja Gore.
"First thing you do,"
he told the officer,
"is make sure none of your men speak to anyone outside the camp. Our presence isn't to be discussed at all. Our enemies have spies everywhere. Most aren't human. A stray dog, a bird, a shadow could carry tales. Every man has to understand that. We can't be discussed. We'll take different names and become ordinary troopers."
"I don't quite understand, sir."
"I don't think I can explain. Take us being here as proof. I'm back, escaped from captivity, and I need to reach the main army. I can't alone, even disguised. Do you have men who know how to ride?"
"A few, possibly."
Puzzled.
"These horses have to be returned to the new fortress, hopefully before the hunt starts. They're a dead giveaway. Their riders should make no stops and should disguise themselves. We don't want them identified with this company."
Croker had not discussed plans while traveling because someone might hear, but the prince got the drift quickly.
"You're going to march this company down to Deja Gore?"
"Yes, you and I will be archers in the ranks."
The prince